When you think of Cavan, you might think of tight-fisted farmers, little to be at but staring at lakes, eating the dinner from a drawer, peeling an orange in their pocket. You know the cute Cavan stereotype. Neil Tobin has a lot to answer for. As a proud son of Breffni, I'm not sure I'd agree to the mean stereotype. But yes, I can attest to the staring at lakes due to the sheer number. 365, it said. Practically no vista is without a view of one. But there's much more to appreciate, with its hills, forests and lush hedgerows, burrens, dykes, dunkels and drumlins. It's an unspoilt and uncultivated terrain, unyielding to the march of time. A place of living heritage with its lilters and mummers, wren boys, banbeggin and cluedogs. This continuity is reflected in the distinct dialect with its influences of Scottish planters and Norsemen, its vestiges of visceral Elizabethan English in everyday speech. A place where the vowel exchange still holds sway. Phrases like, fierce hate off that fire, and you can't bait a cup of tea, still ring true. Something I've noticed that's curiously Cavan is our habit of adding on a redundant appendage to a sentence that has absolutely no business being there at all.
I was down the town last night, so I was. Tipped into Fitch's, so I did. Slasher had the new woman with them. So he had.
There's a humour and colour to the Cavan dialect all of its own that I've great affection for. Where else would you hear a phrase such as, look at yon Haverill running onto the pitch to start a schmozzle? Or, get your feet off that couch, you clatty dog. Or, what are you foostering at there, Gahala? Or even, that's an odious day, hey. Which, depending on the inflection, could mean the sun is splitting the stones or it's raining from the heavens. In a rapidly homogenised world with real-time erosion of regional dialects, I'm proud to come from a place that has a distinct voice and character.
So I am.